Oftentimes, when someone unexpected shows up and speaks boldly, people take notice. I remember a time whenever I was a freshman in college. Our baseball team had hit a bad streak and we had lost about 3 games in a row. So the coach called a meeting. And for about an hour, our coach drilled into us that we were lacking in the mental aspects of the game. So after about an hour of all of this, a pitcher by the name of Frank Sullivan III, who rarely played, stood up and he said with a voice of disgust, "Mental, mental, mental. I'm sick of all this. Let's just hit the ball, throw the ball, and catch the ball." He then ripped off his shirt and threw it on the ground and walked out. And the rest of us just looked at each other in shock. And then we realized that Frank Sullivan III was right. So we left the meeting. When God wants to get the attention of a nation, He oftentimes does it through an individual. When God wants to get the ear of a people, He usually does it through an unexpected individual. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. As we look back to Judges 6, our particular individual is not the one that we would have chosen. He was not the logical choice. But the great thing about God is that the calling of God never leaves a man where God finds him. God finds Gideon weak and whiny, but God speaks a destiny and purpose over him and the nation when He calls Gideon a mighty man of valor. And God does this all throughout the Bible. Think about Mark chapter 1 and verse 17, whenever Jesus says to a bunch of smelly, outcast individuals, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men." Think about what Jesus says to Peter in John chapter 21, when Peter has his head hung in shame and regret. Jesus tells him 3 times, "Feed my sheep." You're going to be a leader, Peter. Your legacy won't be one of denial, but of dynamic preaching and feeding of God's people. And less than 2 months later, the man who cowered to a teenage girl was proclaiming Christ in the face of death. Think about Acts chapter 9. A follower of Christ named Ananias was told that a Christian killer named Saul was headed his way and that Ananias was to give this man a welcome because he was now a Christian. And Ananias said, "God, his legacy is one of evil towards the saints. And I've heard that he has come to town to capture all the Christians." And God tells Ananias, "Go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel." And God is able to see you, not for what you were or even for who you are, but for whose you are and who is living inside of you. He is able to do this because He keeps His promise of being with His children. God oftentimes calls unlikely, even unwilling people to accomplish impossible tasks to show that His strength and power and might is displayed through our weakness. So walk with Him day by day, and God will turn you into a mighty man or woman of valor for His glory and your joy. As you pray today, please remember Nathan Brewer and his family, our missionaries in Oklahoma. And also remember the Vietnamese LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Vietnam.